Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Sarah Michaels and welcome to the Elatergy podcast, where we dive deep into the world of self-discovery, growth, and healing to find out who you truly are. Stop playing small. Why are you playing small? Well, there's so many reasons why we play small, but the bottom line is we still fear and we still care about judgment. We still fear what people think about us. And the reason that we do is because we still believe a lot of those things. For me, I believe that we all have a belief system, and that belief system is not even ours. It comes from stories that we've attached to ourselves, stories from our parents, stories from teachers, partners, just life in general. So it's really important that you try and go back to the person that you were, you know, in the bedroom behind closed doors, like as a child. They say children are larger than life because children are innocent and they don't care about what other people think. They just do them, right? They just be them. And if you can remember who you were when you were younger, if you were allowed to express yourself as a child, then it's a lot easier for you to remember who you are. So for example, if you were that girl that would dance in front of the mirror and, you know, with a hairbrush as a microphone and just be really loud and crazy, then this is the person that you need to bring back, because you still can't dance in front of people because you fear judgment, or you can't speak your mind because you fear judgment of what other people will think. For me, I know that's a big one for me. And I was playing small for quite some time because I was a very loud, energetic young girl, and constantly being shut down really suppressed my personality. I was getting into trouble a lot just for being a loud child, for talking a lot. I wasn't someone that could sit down in a chair, you know, all day, but we're not really supposed to sit down like that in the classroom. That's really not supposed to be our part of our nature, like just to sit. We're supposed to be expressive and wild and run free. And I guess that was suppressed in me as a child. And so I started to honestly think and believe from even prep that there was something wrong with me, because I was always getting into trouble. My report cards were so appalling. I've gone back and looked at so many now as an adult from my primary school, and I really feel sorry for that little girl that was constantly told off for distracting others and talking too much and just being big energy as a child, and wasn't understood back then, basically. So that would have suppressed a lot of what I had inside. And then friendships and parents and the partners, like I had an ex-husband that would say things to me like, you have a brain like a fly. So then I always felt unintelligent, and he was a doctor, so he was always wanting me and comparing me to him. But like, that was him. That was his thing. I'm emotionally intelligent. He wasn't emotionally intelligent. But yet people still try to find something in you. And that's another story, because that's on them, right? However, we don't think that way. You know, if you're not in the work, you don't understand that people judging you is really just judgment on themselves. They're just critical on themselves. So we take it personally. We take it really, really personally. And it's hurtful. And these things start to build up in our belief system. I'm too loud. I'm annoying. I'm intense. I remember one guy I was going out with said, look, you're just too intense. Tone it down. And that was a big common theme for me, is men always wanting me to turn it down, tone it down, turn it down, whatever. But they were always suppress. And I did. Then I'd met guys, and their parents would even make me want to suppress more with my clothing, just everything. So it was like, I couldn't even express myself in the way I dressed, because the way I dressed was too much. I remember coming back from overseas, because I lived in Lebanon for a year. And in Lebanon, they're not conservative like here in terms of the way they dress. Here still was very much black and navy and white. And over there, everyone was in like bright hypercolor, you know, bright. Everything was bright. Nails were bright, jewelry, everything. And only now, I think in Australia, people have started to adapt that fashion. Whereas back then, seriously, like 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. It was still very conservative. So when I'd come back with all these clothes that were like fluorescent and really, really bright out there clothing, I got a lot of shit from it. Like from the people that were in my life, they were just laughing and saying, you're not really going to wear that. And it's like, I don't have to wear something because it's fashion. I wear it because that's how I express myself. But of course, in time, I started to suppress again and just try to fit in. And fitting in is playing small. So I just wanted to share that with you. And so maybe you can think of something in your life that, you know, you can resonate with, where there's a part of you that you have suppressed. There's a part of you that you've left behind. And there are so many ways that we can relive that and bring that back to life, basically. Not relive it, but bring it back to life. You know, if you're someone that dances, if you're someone that likes to sing, and just not give a shit about what anyone thinks. You know, there's that saying, it's like dance like no one's watching. And it's just so true. If you really didn't care about what anyone thought, who would you be? If you didn't care about what anyone would say about you, what could you be? Who would you be? If you could do life again, what would you do? And just sit with those questions and like really, really sit with them. Let them marinate and go, I don't know. Is it really the person that's working 9 to 5, just doing the job because that's what everyone sort of has been told that we need to do? Or would you do more? Think of the creative things that, you know, you're about or that you can do. So just sit with that. Thanks for listening. If you found value in this content, please subscribe to my podcast and head over to Instagram @elated_you to see what I'm getting up to. Bye.